The pandemic shut down live musical performances last year, and the Slow Symphony was no exception. KCBX's Angel Russell reports on the return of the symphony to the stage for their upcoming season.
Last season, the Slow Symphony, like many other musical groups, had to adapt to pandemic restrictions with virtual performances and drive-in concerts. Musicians with the symphony haven't performed next to each other in over a year. That's going to change for the 60th season when the Slow Symphony returns to the stage in August.
I would say that my instrument is a bit rusty.
Clifton Swanson, a bass player, says it's going to be exciting seeing his other bandmates in person again, but admits it may be a work in progress getting back into the swing of things.
I suspect that the first rehearsal will be kind of exploratory, and the next rehearsal will be much better.
With no in-person concerts last year, executive director for the symphony, Anna James Miller, says the symphony took a massive financial hit. This year, they're hoping to recover.
We're trying to do a whole season with a half budget, so that's very challenging. But it's really important to us that the audience feels that we're coming back, that we are back.
The symphony will have two outdoor concerts, a collaborative concert with the Slow International Film Festival, and five main concerts at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo.
It's going to be interesting, and we're just kind of hanging in there to see how the audiences are going to be feeling about returning, because we understand that not everybody might be ready to return yet, even though we are able to offer full capacity in the Performing Arts Center. So we're unsure yet what our crowds are going to look like.
The symphony says the tickets for the five main concerts are available exclusively in packages. For more information on this year's season, go to kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.